Roberta Treitz is an ISU professor of children's and adolescent literature. She is the author of Twain, Alcott, and the Birth of the Adolescent Reform Novel. Alcott herself said she was the author of Moral Pap for the Young, but Treitz says she did more than that. Her first successful work of fiction is called Hospital Sketches, which drew on personal experiences of the winter of 1862 and 1863.
And it was a book length. You might call it a novel, you might not. What it was is a compilation of funny sketches about her experiences when she served as a Civil War nurse. We're also trying to talk about novels like the novel she wrote for adults in what was called the No Name series. It was a very exciting new series that was put out at the time in the 1870s, and they asked a famous author to write it, and then they hid the name of the author. A Modern Mephistopheles was Alcott's contribution. It was the second novel in the series, and it was so lurid and so gothic and so entirely evocative of everything bad about the Faust story that people assumed it had been written by Nathaniel Hawthorne's son, Julian, rather than by a woman, much less Louise May Alcott, the author of Moral Pap for the Young. It's a marvelous story about that includes two different love triangles, and it's just outrageous.
So how should we take this pulp fiction effort that includes spies, druggies, and transvestites and match it against her other work?
There are probably two popular theories about how we deal with what seems to be a split in Alcott's oeuvre. One theory is that she herself preferred the lurid. She even wrote in her journals, "I prefer the lurid style," that she enjoyed writing scintillating stories, and she kind of got a charge out of doing something that was violating Victorian norms. And another theory is that she just did it for the money. She made more money on potboilers and lurid gothic fiction than anything else she wrote, so that's why she wrote so much of it.
Why do a thing for just one reason, however? You can like it too.
Well, and to be honest, she wrote most of the lurid gothic things in the 1860s before Little Women was popular. The only thing that she wrote that was really outrageous after Little Women came out was Modern Mephistopheles in 1877, and she did it anonymously at first. So there is some credence to the theory she was just doing it for the money.
Well, she was also protecting her brand, too.
I am protecting her parents as well, because her family came from a very prominent family, and it was a little disreputable. She published much of her early stuff under pseudonyms like A.M. Barnard or Flora Fairfield.
She didn't just write pulp fiction, she actually lived some of it, too.
I think she did. She experienced so much pain following her episode with typhoid pneumonia in the Civil War that she began to rely on opiates like laudanum, which was a bottled substance that helped people sleep. It was sold over the counter. But she also smoked hashish. She called them opium cigarettes. And later, when she did write about the experience of smoking hashish in Modern Mephistopheles, she did it, I'm told, with very convincing prose.
Okay. Write what you know. Okay.
There's a theory. She believed she was suffering from mercury poisoning because she had been given too much mercury in the dosing of her recovery from typhoid pneumonia. But some recent forensic physicians have gone back over her journals and all the extant information, and they believe she might have actually suffered from lupus. That's a very controversial theory out there. The folks at Orchard House, her home, and the museum are reluctant to accept that theory, although many scholars find it an exciting explanation for why she had constant stomach pain, constant headaches, and constant joint pain.
Several area libraries have a National Endowment for the Humanities grant to show Alcott's legacy. Alcott was also an abolitionist, an early feminist, and campaigner for women's rights, and decided to be an independent spinster and, quote, paddle her own canoe rather than marry and give over control to a husband. And Treitz says in many ways Alcott advocates against capitalism. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.